Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. I got a whole stack of stuff here. It's a little odds and ends segment. Like I said, the Kia Telluride owners.
Yeah, what's up with that?
There's so many of them.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's like the most, the vehicle I see the most out there is probably the Kia Telluride.
It's a good looking car. I did an endorsement for Kia not too long ago, and the GM at the dealership was like, we cannot keep these things on the lot.
Yeah.
It's like, as soon as they come in, boom, they're gone. Well, anyway, this is kind of scary. So heads up to all the Kia Telluride owners. Roughly almost a half a billion of them have been recalled because there's a little switch, I guess, on the side of the seat that can get stuck. So the power seat motor can essentially overheat and catch your car on fire.
Oh, no.
Like of all things to be worried about. Your little little back and forth thing on the seat. So they're encouraging people to get into a dealership. They do like a little fuse thing on there to try to fix it. But in the meantime, they are encouraging people that have Kia Tellurides to be parking their vehicles outside, you know, just in case it blows up or something.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. You said half a million people are dealing with that.
Well, half a billion. Check that. Yeah, half a million. Half a million.
I added a zero on there. That's a lot of people,
though. That's a lot of people.
Jeez.
Anyway, so check your Kia Telluride. Make sure that little motor's not sitting there going.
I know.
That is going to press you up against the steering wheel.
I thought that too. Like, you'll never stop.
I'm
you'll
stuck.
Just keep going. Oh.
Story about ants this morning. If you see an ant in your kitchen, your first instinct is probably to squish it, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Biology experts are saying don't squish ants in your house because it's going to make the problem worse. I didn't know this. When you squish an ant, it automatically releases pheromones that signal to other ants in the area or in the colony that there is distress somewhere. And what happens? All the other ants rush over to remove the body or to help that ant. And the next thing you know, you've got a swarm of ants in your house. It's kind of like if you're at the club at night, you know, there's a big girl dancing up on you. Guys release pheromones, their other buddies come over and save him.
Vice versa, if you're a girl and some sweaty guy comes up.
End of the night, that big girl's on you and you're like, pheromones.
No. That goes both ways.
Where are my boys?
Just so you know.
Help me out. And they rush over and they carry you off. So, anyway, you should just go put your aunt outside.
Put your aunt outside.
What are you laughing at, Josh?
I didn't think you'd say that.
What?
Nothing.
Get off me. And one final.
Have you had that problem so many times that was your example?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You've been at the club at the end of the night.
Yeah.
You know, slim pickings.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you got the big girl on you.
So, Jeremy.
Send your hate mail to Jeremy.
It works both ways.
I release the pheromones, and my boys come rushing over. Save him. And they lift me up and carry me out.
We have wing women, too, just so you know.
Yeah, you bet. all right, and then the final thing I have is the, how do you even say this? The cyclospora, is that how we're saying it?
Oh, goodness.
The lettuce turds, nationwide lettuce infection. They're saying it's the worst year on record for this type of infection from produce.
Yeah.
Something like close to 5,000 infections already. The weird thing is 3,300 of these are coming out of Michigan.
Yeah, there's a lot.
What are they doing
What's
up there?
Going on in Michigan?
A lot is happening in Michigan.
Again, more evidence pointing to lettuce, any sort of green salad mixes. Luckily, no deaths have been reported.
Thank goodness, because it seems like it really makes you sick, though.
They're just pooping themselves.
Okay, so I was talking to Nick Nack about this last night. I was like, oh, what's the big deal? It sounds refreshing. She's like, apparently, if you look into this, like, it happens incredibly unexpectedly.
Oh, you have no notice.
All of a sudden, you'll be sitting there, and you're like, oh, my God, I can't stop it.
Yeah.
And you'll just release.
Could you imagine if we're just doing the show here, and all of a sudden.
I know. She's like, what if it happens at work? I'm like, well, then your coworkers are going to know you on a whole different level,
exactly.
I guess.
We're already pretty close, but dang.
But it's like, it is so bad that your poor little sphincter cannot hold on, and that dam will break, like,
and it is, like, constant. That's what they're saying, is it's just like you let things go. You didn't even know you still had in you. But the good news is, here's the thing. This is a nationwide issue right now. So when they're talking about it, they're really talking about it in that dynamic. But Colorado, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment said the number of cases in Colorado this year is fairly typical.
Okay.
This is about how many cases we see every year, because this is not a new thing. It happens all the time, and it usually is caused by the fruit and vegetables that were contaminated by irrigation water tainted with feces. So it's not a new thing. It has happened before. And the bad foods, like you said, prepackaged lettuce and salad mixes, raspberry, cilantro, that kind of stuff. But there's things you can do to like combat it, even if you are really worried, even if you're like, no, Katie, I'm not eating those things, even if Colorado's not at risk. Well, they're saying like if you have a salad every day, instead have like a stir fry bowl or a bowl
good
of soup.
Call.
Right? Because then you're still getting your veggies and everything, but in a different way.
You're
and
cooking
you're cooking
it,
them. Because that's the key. You have to cook your vegetables or make sure you're using frozen vegetables or fruit. So there's some things that you can do, but I think the wide scope of things is saying everyone is at risk, where Colorado, we're still pretty safe with it. Still, I am not eating bag lettuce right now.
It is funny.
Because
most of this is coming from the lettuce issues, okay?
Yeah,
that's like the main thing that, you know, there's no lettuce in the produce section at stores right now, and fast food companies have pulled the lettuce. But I was reading the stats, and about, I think it was like 60% of the cases are women.
Oh, no.
And I was like, that is spot on.
Oh,
because
lettuce.
All my wife eats is salads. Like, if we go out to dinner, she's getting a salad.
Yeah.
What do you want for dinner at home? I want a salad.
Same.
So it's all the ladies and the salads that you guys love.
So
we're us guys over here just eating our cheeseburgers and bacon on it.
I need
Ain't
to
nobody
do that.
Getting sick over here.
Nope.
Like, I feel great.
You and your cheeseburger.
You know, at some point on the show, I honestly would love to talk to somebody who's had these the lettuce diarrhea. And just to kind of hear, like, what they're going through, like a firsthand experience.
Yeah, well, I heard it's, like, antibiotics that will help you clear up, right? Like, if you get prescribed antibiotics, you go to the doctor, it'll take care of it. But a lot of people aren't doing that. Like, 'cause who thinks of antibiotics when you get, you know, those symptoms?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, luckily nobody's died. But like I said yesterday, like, honestly, after vacation and eating out for, like, 10 days.
I know.
It sounds incredibly refreshing. But
a lot of dairy, right, homie? Right?
Like,
same.
It's like starting fresh.
Yeah.
It's like a colon cleanse.
Clean slate.
Know?
It is.
It's a clean slate for sure.
Starting anew.
You know, at some point on the show, I honestly would love to talk to somebody who's had these the lettuce diarrhea. And just to kind of hear, like, what they're going through, like a firsthand experience.
Yeah, well, I heard it's, like, antibiotics that will help you clear up, right? Like, if you get prescribed antibiotics, you go to the doctor, it'll take care of it. But a lot of people aren't doing that. Like, 'cause who thinks of antibiotics when you get, you know, those symptoms?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, luckily nobody's died, but like I said yesterday, like, honestly, after vacation and eating out for like 10 days,
I know.
It sounds incredibly refreshing. But
a lot of dairy, right, homie? Right?
Same. It's like starting fresh.
Yeah.
It's like a colon cleanse.
Clean slate.
You know?
It is.
It's a clean slate for sure.
Starting anew.
Katie started talking about baby Nana yesterday and what she's collecting, and I guess this is a thing, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing is baby Nana has always loved stuffed animals. Like, even when she was a baby, the bigger the stuffed animal, the bigger the smile on her face. Like, she's always just been fascinated.
We talking
with
Squishmallow
them.
Size?
All of them.
Okay.
Like, all of them. And so she got older and even, you know, moved out of the house and everything. She still asks for stuffed animals and all that stuff. And I was just like, is this ever going to end? Like, is this always going to be a thing for you? And now we have, like, the Labubus. And if you're familiar with the jelly cats, oh, gosh, I just spent a whole hour in a store in New York about jelly cats. But she's always kind of gravitated towards these things, the trendy little stuffed animals that people start buying. And then because everybody's buying them, I mean, those Labubus were up to, like, $80 sometimes, you know, like, super spendy. But I was kind of asking her about this yesterday. I was quizzing her, like, why do you buy them? Is it like the feeling of it when you purchase it?
Like, don't be offended, but why are you still collecting stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just wanted to kind of get some of the backstory. Like, why is this something that still intrigues you in your early 20s?
Because I saw some pictures. You actually showed me some pictures yesterday of her standing in the store, like, holding her little stuffy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's adorable for her.
That's how you
said
it.
As a grown woman?
That's
really cute.
But her and all of her friends do it. So that's where I was like, this isn't just something specific to her and like some kind of weird childhood she couldn't outgrow.
This is why nobody's dating and procreating.
Well, but that's it. I asked her this specifically because, you know, this Gen Z, they're all about like talking to your inner child and not ignoring. They don't grow up.
Yeah.
And that, like, you thought we were bad with Toys R Us. Like,
does she still wear diapers?
No. She's not wearing diapers. But they definitely.
My inner child is telling me to urinate my pants.
But they do embrace the childhood factor of life.
Gotcha.
And so it's
swing
like
set.
They think it's a good thing that they don't grow up in that aspect. I mean, let's be honest. Baby Nana still has 2 jobs. She goes to school. I mean, she has a career. She has a podcast.
She's got
to
feed
busy.
Her stuffy
addiction.
She has
a boyfriend. She has friends. Like, she's a very well-rounded individual. And so this little stuffed animal thing, I was just like, again, just I wanted to know more about it.
Is it just that she's a slave to trends? Being like, she loves the what were those dumpling things too?
The dumpling,
like,
the glitter
it's not
dumpling.
Just
and
the stuff
squishy butter.
Yes, the butter.
And it's not so. It's not
she
just like
it.
She. I think this generation sees all this stuff on TikTok or Instagram or whatever, and they're like, I need it instantly.
Yeah.
And that to me, like, I see it with my sister, who's just a little bit older than your daughter. And it's like they see these things and instantly are like, we got to go to Five Below and get the dumplings. Or we got like, and that's why they sell out so quickly.
It is. Yeah.
And it's just like, maybe it's not even the stuffies themselves.
We got to come up with something that all these weirdos love.
Yeah,
that
they'll
sell,
buy from us.
That they can buy from us,
yes.
Right?
But that's the thing is, I think not only is there that where they want to have the trendiest, latest thing that they see, but then you have the social media platforms. I mean, TikTok shop, they're like, we see you, here we come. Now they have everything that they need. So now they'll scroll and they'll see somebody's stuffed animal. And Baby Nana, she told me, she's like, one of the things that girls specifically like to do, they'll go buy the $30 keychain. I mean, this stuffed animal's the size of like a tennis ball, right? The size of a tennis ball is $35, but it comes on a keychain and they hang it from their purse. And then when they go get coffee and they take their Instagram post,
I love your keychain.
The keychain's in there, and that's part of it. People see it and they're like, oh my God, I love her keychain. And then
when you're seeing that on TikTok,
you can hit the TikTok shop button and buy that keychain
instantly.
Right there.
It's so easy.
Have you asked her how much money she spent on all this?
I'm afraid to.
Has she added all this up by chance?
I am so afraid to ask her how much money she has spent on stuff to animals.
This is not a good investment. This reminds me of Beanie Babies.
I know.
The craze behind that, everybody had to have them.
Yes.
There was lines, and now, you know what, I've got a couple bins in my basement, and I don't know what to do with them.
Yes.
Because I feel guilty throwing them away.
And that's the thing, is that was before the day and age of the internet, so that was just word of mouth and TV and radio and
it's
stuff.
Gotta be
like,
way worse now.
Now, it is in your face all the time.
My daughter is into these, they're Douglas stuffed animals.
Oh,
have you seen the Douglas ones?
So expensive. Another thing.
And I'm even like, you're going into middle school. Is this something you're still... I guess it's fine then because it's like her and her little girlfriends, they all search out these Douglas dogs. They're like collecting all the dogs.
Yeah.
But she's much younger than your daughter.
Well, she is. But again, like you're saying, you would think that it would kind of curb a little bit as she gets into middle school. And it doesn't. And that's where...
So weird.
Because I remember...
Oh,
so when
but you know what? Listen, I don't have room to talk because I collect He-Man action figures.
I was about to say, you're
getting roasted on
the
text line. Like, I have an action figure collection.
You do. You do. And for me, though, like, I don't know if it's different for girls who, like, grew up and became adults in, like, the early 2000s. Because when I became an adult, all I wanted to do was be an adult. I didn't have stuffed animals and kitty things.
So
and,
the weird thing for
me
is that she puts all these in her car, too, across her backseat.
She did. Until she got her window smashed out that one time.
You think somebody was on the lookout for stuffies?
No, the officer told her you shouldn't have things in your back seat, even if it's stuffed animals, because people think that they're valuable. So she stopped doing that.
Hey, Bobby.
But if it wasn't for her window
being
busted.
Hey, down the street, we got a little, we got a Kia down there with a stuffed octopus in the back seat. You want to take it?
Yeah, let's do it.
The elusive octopus, you know. It's hard to come by.
We got to steal that stuffy octopus and put it on the black market. We can make $20.
You sure can. So, but it is a thing, and I just want, like, other parents, call in and tell us if your, you know,
kid is spending
hundreds of dollars on stuffed animals in their early adult
years.
Yeah,
if you got a grown-ass adult in your life and they're collecting stuffies, we want to hear about
They're
it
They're not going to the club anymore. They're not spending all their money on...
They're not drinking. They're not
crazy
smoking.
Things. They're not
having promiscuous, unprotected relations.
No.
They're getting stuffies.
Playing with their jelly cats.
They're getting a different kind of stuffy is what they're getting. Yeah. A shout out to Mark, who just called in and said he had a buddy that was dating this woman and they made their way back to her house.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, she had like 40 stuffed animals on the bed.
Oh.
And his buddy's like, was this a red flag?
See, that's a little different,
maybe.
Don't you think?
Well, Mark said she also had 4 cats. Oh. So
that's 4 red flags right there.
That's not that.
4 cats and 40 stuffed animals.
Those two things combined is what gets you? Is that what you're
maybe.
Saying? Because, yes. We all pause.
Yes, that would have been a red flag. Although I like the way he ended it. He said, you know, my buddy wasn't really a catch either.
No.
He's like, so maybe it was a match made in heaven. I don't know.
Yeah, he should have picked up on
funny.
That then.
So funny.